The next patient is Leon, L-E-O-N, Gale, G-A-Y-L-E. This is number one. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old African-American male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. He had blood work done June the 5th of 2024, serum creatinine 1.5, BUN 19, and estimated GFR is 48 mLs per minute, similar to the prior determination, the period. The patient doesn't have activity in the urinary sediment. The protein creatinine ratio is 100. In other words, this condition has been stable. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is a contributory factor for the chronic kidney disease, along with the presence of hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period. This diabetes mellitus has been treated by the primary physician, Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, and a recent adjustment in the administration of Lantus was done no more than a week ago. In our laboratory workup, the hemoglobin A1C 11.1%. We are going to defer the management of the diabetes to the primary. Following number, anemia. This anemia could be related to the fact that the patient has uncontrolled diabetes, a history of carcinoma of the prostate, and the possibility of some iron deficiency. We are going to continue to close monitor of the anemia. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. A following number, hyperlipidemia. Serum cholesterol is 127, the HDL cholesterol is 39, the LDL 71, triglycerides 85. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, probably related to the old CKD4. We have to reevaluate. Following number, the patient has urological problems, benign prostatic hypertrophy, prostate cancer. The patient has a urinary blood stimulator that was placed by the urologist, and he says that it has helped significantly. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis with exacerbation from time to time. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.